Hello guys, welcome to or welcome back to InnerWorks. If this is your first time listening, my name's Olivia. If you are a frequent listener, welcome back. What is up? Hope you all are doing well. It is currently 10:17 on a lovely Thursday night, and I am absolutely exhausted. I'm not gonna lie. I'm so tired, and I feel like you can probably tell in my voice. Maybe you can't. I don't know. Maybe that's just me overthinking, but I am so tired, but I wanted to get this episode out tonight, especially while all these thoughts that I have are fresh on my mind, because I know that tomorrow wouldn't be the same, and I just feel really called to make this episode right now. And I'm super excited because I have a lot to say, a lot to update you guys on. And yeah, I just, like, I'm tired, but I'm also not, because I have a bunch of motivation to just record this right now and hopefully get it posted either by tonight or tomorrow. So where do I begin? I'll begin with the month of December and my plans for this month. Not my plan, but like why, like the whole reason why I have the motivation to record this episode specifically tonight. And that is because for the entire month of December, I am on a microdosing routine, a consistent schedule. And yeah, I'm going to be doing that for the entire month of December, not every day. It's one day on, 2 days off. I'm not really going to get into the specifics of it here, but because I'm making like a whole YouTube video about it, but basically, I'm microdosing for the month of December, and I'm not going to drink. I haven't been drinking coffee, so I'm not smoking weed. I don't really smoke weed like at all. It just doesn't, I don't do well with it. I think I've explained that before, but no smoking. No drinking, no coffee, limited social media, like, I mean, as much as I can, but I'm really just focusing on the healing properties of microdosing and psilocybin, and I'm doing a lot of inner work, no pun intended, this month, and I'm actually very, like, very, very excited, and I'm going to be diving deeper into meditation. Like, I finally feel called to meditate and to dive deep into yoga and, like, the true essence of yoga. Because, like, yoga is not just stretching. And, like, many people, including myself, get, like, convinced that this thing of yoga is just, like, for the aesthetics and, you know, not actually a powerful tool that is an ancient practice that's used to literally heal and manifest and all this stuff. But I'm going to be diving deep into that and just writing a lot, like journaling every day. Like, I have not been journaling consistently for quite some time now. And the whole month of December, I'm journaling every day because, and like, not just journaling like, oh, today was a good day, the end, like getting deep into the emotion, deep into the energy of how I'm feeling and what's going on in my reality, how I feel the mushrooms are helping me on the day that I take a dose, the day that I don't take a dose. So I guess I should give like a little bit of context. And honestly, there's a part of me right now that's like, maybe I shouldn't record this. Maybe I shouldn't do this, because I do get a lot of negative feedback anytime I post anything related to psilocybin, and that's okay. I know that it's just, they have, like, people are valid to their own opinions, and I respect that, and, you know, whatever, but it is still very a taboo sub, it is still, wait, that didn't make sense, it's still a taboo subject, and I get a lot of ridicule, especially, like, on TikTok and all that, this, like, whenever I post microdosing videos, and that's just, I'm assuming that's just because people aren't aware of the healing properties and the studies that have been done to show how it can help treat anxiety, how it can help treat depression, how it can help treat PTSD. And I'm not a doctor, like, do not take this word for word, like, go out there and do your own research. This is my own personal view, opinion, and experiment. And the way I look at it is, like, people are gonna do what they want to do. Like, I don't view myself as, like, I'm not sitting here telling you, you need to microdose, or you need to do this, you need to do that. Everyone is on their own journey, on their own individual path, and I just so happen to be doing this for this month, and I want to share it because I was once in a position where I wanted to know more information about this, and not just from like a perspective of trying to escape reality. I wanted knowledge and perspective of microdosing for healing purposes and for, you know, inner child healing and healing generational trauma and all that stuff. And I didn't really find it. And so if I can be that person to put myself out there and share my experience and be as vulnerable as possible, I'll do that. But that being said, I just want to give a disclaimer and say this is my own personal experience. I am not trying to convince anyone to do what I am doing. People are going to do what people want to do. And I'm just here to give knowledge and advice, you know, if that can help people. So go do your studies, like go do your research. There's tons of it out there. And it's finally starting to be looked at as, you know, an option for healing and medicine, honestly. So it's so amazing, and I love it, and I'm really glad we're moving in this direction. Of course, not everyone agrees and believes that, and that's okay. But like I said, this is just what I believe. So that being said, if you don't know what microdosing is, it's taking a very, 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 very small amount of psilocybin, one day on, 2 days off, or at least that's the routine that I'm doing. Everyone kind of has a different experience. When I first had my first experiences with mushrooms, it was a 0.1, and I just did that, and I had the experience, and then I slowly worked my way up to, like, 0.2, but this was, like, days or even weeks in between. But I've never been on a consistent schedule of it, and I wanted to dedicate this month to healing and to having a consistent schedule. And so yeah, that's what I'm doing. But crap, I kind of lost my train of thought. Oh, so if you don't know what microdosing is, it's ingesting a small amount of psilocybin between 0.125 and 0.25 or whatever, or 0.2. So it can vary based on person to person, but 0.1 is what I'm doing, and it's a very, very small amount. But I'm not going to get into the scientific details of it because I don't want to bore anyone, and you guys can go out there and do your research. But I am a believer, and from the research that I've done, that it can literally rewire your neural pathways in your brain and heal many parts of your brain. And it's just a very spiritual experience. It's a very profound and beautiful experience. I mean, I don't say that in a convincing way. I'm not saying it is always beautiful. It's always amazing. Like, it's not rainbows and butterflies. Like, the way I look at psilocybin is it shows you what needs to be healed. Similarly to weed, it kind of brings things to surface in you. So old emotions, old traumas, it brings those to surface in order for you to heal them. And like my last experience with them, it was a higher dose, and it was a very intense experience, and I just literally cried the entire time, but it was so healing. And yeah, so I say that because it's not always rainbows and butterflies, blah, 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 whatever. Point is, it can literally heal you in so many ways, and there's so many studies being done, and I just highly recommend, if you are interested, to look into it. You know, take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. But yeah, so I'm going to be documenting this whole experience on the podcast, and I'm going to make an entire YouTube video about it. Obviously, it would be posted in January once the month is over. I'm journaling every day. I'm going to post a TikTok every day that I do a dose. So like I said, I'm doing one day on, 2 days off. But in those 2 days off, it's still very reflective and it's not intense, but it's just, it allows you to look inwardly, and that's kind of what I've been doing all day today. And I had so many amazing lessons today and yesterday, and it wasn't easy. I cried, you guys can probably tell I'm a little sniffly, but yeah, like, it's such a journey, it's such a healing journey, and I cannot wait to see what I get out of this, and I'm so excited to share it. And I finally feel like I have drive and a purpose, and I'm so excited. So I hope you guys are excited. If you are not interested in microdosing and hearing my perspectives, you might want to fast forward at the beginning of all of my episodes for the next month, because I'm going to be talking a lot about it and just sharing what I learn. You know, not necessarily talking about the science behind mushrooms and what it is and all that stuff, but just sharing the lessons. Like today I learned a lot about worthiness and stepping into your power and believing that you are worthy of all that you desire. And I'll go into detail about it later on in this episode. But yeah, I'm just going to be, I guess at the beginning of every episode, I'll just say where I'm at, what I've learned, and like where I'm at in the journey, how many days in, how I've been feeling, you know, all that stuff. Honestly, I honestly thought about posting a podcast episode every day for the month of December, or at least every day that I do a dose, or I don't know. Honestly, I was just thinking about it. And like, if you watch YouTube, you'll probably know how people do Vlogmas. And if you don't know what Vlogmas is, basically it's like YouTubers, they post a vlog every day, which is like so much work. It's crazy. Like so much editing. I can't imagine. But I honestly thought about doing it for this podcast, like an episode every day for the month of December. And maybe I'll do that in January. Like, I don't know. Let me know if you guys would be interested in that. It would be a lot of content. Like, for those of you who listen to every singular episode, first of all, I love you and appreciate you, but you would not run out of content, that's for sure. So let me know if anyone or any of you would be interested in that. Because I would definitely be interested in doing that. And I was going to do it for the month of December, but it's already December 2nd, and like, I'm the type of person that's like orderly and specific, and like, if I'm not going to start on December 1st, I kind of don't want to start it for December, you know what I mean? So yeah, so I guess that's my life update. I'm still living in the hotel. For those of you who listen to previous episodes, you'll know that I've been in a hotel for quite some time, and yeah, it's been good. I feel honestly excited for these next 2 weeks, the next 2 weeks while I'm here in this hotel before we go back, and like back to where we are living. And because I'm learning a lot here, I've been spending a lot of time alone, and now that I'm doing this microdosing thing, like it's just been real, it's gonna be a really good opportunity and time period for me to reflect and heal and just do a lot of inner work. Like, again, no pun intended. But yeah, so and I'm just taking you guys along with me, which is super, super exciting. So yeah, I guess I wonder what I'll title this episode, because I want to mention microdosing. Maybe I'll say microdosing day one. But then also I want to do a title like today's episode is going to be centered around worthiness, and self-love and all that stuff. So I don't know if I should title it worthiness and self-love or microdosing day one. I don't know. We'll see. Whatever. You guys will obviously know by the time you're listening to this, but let's get into the gist of today's episode. So, the reason I want to talk about worthiness is because I had this conversation today with the person that I'm in a relationship with, and I feel like I've been mentioning that a lot, but a lot of my lessons and realizations come from my relationship, because like I say all the time, relationships and the person, well, not even just the person you're in a relationship with, but every single person that you interact with is a mirror, a reflection of you and a reflection of what needs to be healed. So in relationships, that person is that for you, you know what I mean? That person is a reflection of your deepest flaws and insecurities and shadows in order for you to heal them and, you know, grow from them, in turn strengthening and deepening your love for each other and your love for yourself. And so a lot of my lessons come from my relationship, and obviously I want to share that with you guys, but I'm not going to get into the like nitty gritty details, but point is, I realized that I have not been feeling worthy, and I have not been prioritizing my self-love. And self-love is such a touchy subject because it's so talked about, and it's like, oh, like self-love, like it's just a very trendy topic, I feel like, but it ties into worthiness. And I wrote a bunch of stuff today, and I'll read it to you guys straight from my journal, but yeah, I realized that I have not felt worthy of anything that I have received or anything that I want to receive. So For example, I've been surrounded by a lot of love, a lot of family, like extended family, like through this relationship, a lot of opportunity, a lot of new connections, a lot of opportunity with the podcast. I'm able to do that fully and you know, in the way that I wanted to 6 months ago or a year ago. And I've been surrounded by a lot of love. I've been given a lot of opportunity, but I haven't fully accepted it or allowed myself to be grateful for it because I subconsciously, I guess I didn't realize or didn't believe that I was worthy of that. I didn't believe I was worthy of the relationship that I have, or I didn't believe I was worthy. And I'm speaking in past tense just for, you know, manifestation's sake, but like literally this is just an ordeal that I've realized, or like a realization I've had over the past hour and a half. So, but that being said, I guess I wasn't feeling worthy of the person I'm in a relationship with, the relationship in and of itself. I wasn't feeling worthy of anything in my reality. And therefore, I haven't been able to manifest anything that I desire because I can't manifest and create the life that I want if I don't see what's right in front of me and give gratitude towards that and understand that I do deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Because you can desire and want so many things, but you'll never have that until you believe you deserve it, until you believe you're worthy of it. And that's stepping into your power. That's stepping into the energy of abundance, you know, because as human beings, we are so limitless. Our potential is limitless. We can literally create and do anything we desire with our minds and our energy. But we will, our mind will create blocks. And one of those blocks is unworthiness. And that's what I've been experiencing. And with that has come insecurity and doubt within myself, within my relationship, within my life, with, you know, with what I'm doing with my life. And tonight was just a huge realization for me about that and about that I like the whole fact that I haven't, you know, believed that I'm worthy of all the things that I desire, or worthy of my relationship, or worthy of friendships, or worthy of financial abundance and financial freedom. And when you step into that, when you step into that energetic state of worthiness and the belief that you do deserve all the good in your life and that you do deserve all the abundance that is on its way to you, you create more of it. And it's like a cycle, you know? So I've been feeling super blocked and like I haven't been able to, you know, achieve what I want, or I haven't been able to manifest in the ways that I used to. And it ultimately stems from my lack of self-worth and self-love, you know, and worthiness and all that stuff. I'm going to say the word worthiness and worthy a lot in this episode, so don't mind that. Like, I'm actually curious as to how many times I say it, because it's the word of tonight's episode. But yeah, I've just had huge realizations about that, and of course, I need to share that with you guys. But yeah, I'm going to read from my journal. I don't think I've done this in a while, but if you've been listening for a while, you know that I used to read from my journal a lot, or at least I did a couple times in the past, but I haven't read it since I wrote it. And honestly, it was like a channeled message. And if you know what a channeled message is, then you know. Like, if you know, you know. But if you don't, a channeled message to me is literally just writing through the universe. Writing through the universe, like this message that you, that your mind needs to hear, that yourself needs, that you, yourself, that you need to hear. And it's like channeled through writing or channeled through another person. And that's what a channeled message is to me. It's a message that you need to hear. And the universe gives that through you, gives that to you through writing or through, you know, another person or through a synchronicity or a message or a sign or whatever. And tonight for me, that was my writing. So I don't even remember what I wrote because it's just a blur. Like I just write. And yeah, and then I just started recording this episode. So, yeah, I wrote, self-love is hard. Everything in your life will crumble unless you have the foundation of self-love and worthiness. The key to self-love is believing you are worthy of it. Creating a foundation of worthiness will allow you to ground yourself in that energy during moments of doubt, insecurity, or fear. Without this knowing, everything else crumbles: your relationships, your career, your finances, your energy. How can you expect to make tons of money if you don't believe you are worthy? How can you attain the relationship you desperately desire if you don't believe you are worthy of it? How can you allow yourself to receive the abundance you desire if you don't establish your worthiness? Ground yourself in the knowing that your potential is limitless. The abundance you crave is a frequency that can only be tapped into once you know that you deserve it. So that was the first section, and there's a lot to unpack there. The part that stuck out to me was when I said, how can you expect to make tons of money if you don't believe you are worthy? And for me, that's a big thing because I've been focusing on financial goals, and especially with the new year coming up, I'm a big New Year's person, and I'm so excited for the new year and like setting goals and all that stuff. And one of those things is what I want to achieve financially with the podcast and with, you know, creating businesses, creating the ebook, creating, you know, I have so many projects, like I can't wait to share with you guys. But you know, that's one thing that I've been thinking of and struggling with, honestly, is, you know, why can't I make this amount of money, or why can't I do this, why can't I do that? And it's because ultimately I have this belief in my mind or in my subconscious, whatever it may be, that I'm not worthy of that lifestyle, of that amount of money. And whether it stems from childhood or it's just a current emotion and experience that I need to go through, who knows? But I'm so glad that I finally have the clarity that I need, because I feel like this is just a huge block that, like, or this was a huge block. And like, because I had that conversation with the person that I'm in a relationship with, like, it just made me realize so, so much. And in turn, I'm able to share that with you guys and maybe give you guys some clarity. But yeah, maybe rewind if you want to listen to that again. But yeah. And then I started writing and going into self-love. I said, self-love is so beyond this 3D physical reality. Self-love is embodying the energy of the divine and embodying the power we hold as energetic beings. We get convinced self-love is about material possessions or achieving certain physical characteristics. This programming is a distraction from the true essence of what it means to love yourself and to be human. It is an endless void to fuel the ego and push us deeper into the mindset of not good enough or I'll be happy when. The I'll be happy when mindset is, I'll be happy when I lose 10 pounds. I'll be happy when I have $1 million. I'll be happy when I have a perfect relationship. All of these statements are what our ego is driven by. This mindset will only further elude us into believing we need certain things rather than looking inwardly and seeing what we are capable of, what we deserve. So yeah, that's what I wrote. And honestly, I have not written it like that in a long time because I haven't been in the groove, I guess you could say, of writing. And it feels so good to write that and to share that, because I needed to hear it. You needed to hear it. If you're listening to this, you're listening to this for a reason, right? Everything happens for a reason. No such thing as coincidence. By the way, I don't know if I've said this before, but a coincidence is literally just two instances happening at the same time, at in divine timing. Like, there is no such thing as a coincidence. Like, a coincidence is like, oh, I can't believe that happened. But it literally means two instances happening at the same time, perfectly. You know? So yeah, no coincidence that you're listening to this. No coincidence that I had this experience today that gave me this clarity and allowed me to share it with you guys. And I think a big part of it is the microdosing. I took my first dose yesterday of 0.1, and yesterday was a rough day, honestly. I was feeling super impatient, super irritable, super frustrated. Also, that probably has to do with like my cycle and where I'm at in my moon cycle and you know, the emotions that are coming up for me because of that. But I was super irritable yesterday, super like just angry and frustrated. And honestly, I think a little bit of that is because I went into my first day with an expectation to feel happy. And when it didn't give me that, I resorted to frustration. And I think that's because I created an attachment to a false belief. I created an attachment to a false narrative that my mind created, and when my reality didn't create that expectation, my ego was hurt, and you know, and I guess I didn't realize that in the moment because, you know, for whatever reason, but now being second day and having this clarity about worthiness and you know, attachment. The only, like, you can't have attachments to anything. You cannot have attachments to relationships, to plans, to money, to material possessions, to literally anything, because anything, everything can disappear in the blink of an eye, right? And when we create attachments to, you know, realities that we create in our mind, and then when it fails, when that expectation doesn't live up to, you know, what actually occurs in the present moment, we get frustrated, and ultimately, like, it just made me realize I can't create a narrative of how I want a scenario to play out. I have to accept situations for what they are, and I have to accept my emotions for what they are, feel through them, accept them, and watch them pass, observe them, and that's, you know, now being second day, I realize this now, but I didn't realize this yesterday, and that was just a huge lesson too in and of itself that I literally just realized as I'm speaking about this, you know, not creating expectation for certain outcomes or certain relationships and certain possibilities, because ultimately it will fail. You can't plan anything because there is a higher purpose or a higher power, a higher being, source, God, you know, whatever you believe in. I believe that things ultimately aren't in our control, and we just have to listen to that and accept that, accept things for what they are. You know, yesterday when I was frustrated and irritated, I had to accept my mood for what it was, and the sooner I did, the sooner it passed. That being said, when you're experiencing those emotions of, you know, whether it's sadness, frustration, or anger, like, it's so much easier to attach yourself to those emotions rather than feel through them. It literally feels impossible. Like, all of my knowledge and all of everything that I'm saying right now goes out the window, literally goes out the window of my brain when I experience them. But I'm so glad I do experience them because it gives me this clarity. You know what I mean? Like, I honestly look forward to the dark moments, to the bad days, to the impatience, the frustration, the sadness, because it always gives me clarity on the other side. And that's something that I forget. And I haven't said that in a while. And I haven't, you know, said that out loud to myself or to you guys in a while. And I'm just realizing a lot now as I speak. And this is only the second day of this journey. And I'm so excited. This is only the 19th year of my life. How crazy is that? Like, you know, and that gets me into the tangent of, or the rant of about time, and time isn't even real because the only thing that exists is the present moment. But I've only been alive for 19 years, and this is where I'm at in my journey. And I can't wait to see, you know, where I'm at in a year, where I'm at the end of this month, you know, let alone the end, like the end of this month. I can't believe, or I can't even conceptualize what I will learn. You know, and same with you guys, like, look, get excited at where you'll be in a month, where you'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day full of new endless opportunities and moments for, or opportunity for growth. You know, even if tomorrow ends up not being a quote unquote good day, it's still an opportunity for growth. You know, even if yesterday wasn't a good day for you, today's a better one. Today's a moment of growth and an opportunity for clarity and growth and healing. And that's what every day is. That's what every opportunity is. And we have to be aware of that. Otherwise, we'll just keep, you know, digging ourselves into this pit of pity. And, you know, why do I have so many bad days? Why do I this? Why do I that? And, you know, that being said, it's a lot easier said than done. Like I said, in those moments of sadness for me and frustration, all of this awareness seems to just go out the window. And it's a practice, like mindfulness and all that stuff. And being mindful of your emotions and reactions is a huge, huge, huge practice. And it's really hard because, like, the ego just can come over you so quickly. And I find that when I'm sad or frustrated or angry, it's just like pure ego. Like, that's why I'm saying all this awareness just goes out the window, because my ego just comes in and takes over. But
like I said, that's needed. Like, sometimes you just have to be in your ego, experience that, because you'll grow from it and learn from it. And, you know, whether that, you know, whether it takes a day, an hour, or a month, or a week, like, who knows, but clarity always comes, you know? So, yeah, I ranted a lot. I said so many things in this episode. I don't even know what to title it, but I am so excited for this journey. I want to know your guys' feedback. Message me on Instagram. Oh, also, by the way, if you sent me a screenshot of your, like, you know, the podcast that you listen to the most, and it was, like, my podcast, thank you. I appreciate you. It was from the, like, Spotify Wrapped or whatever. And I got, like, a bunch of DMs about, or, like, I got a bunch of screenshots, and I wasn't able to respond to all them, but I'm gonna try and do that tonight. But I just wanted to give an overall thank you to anyone who's messaged me, anyone who's listened up until this point. Like, I just love and appreciate all of you. I'm so eternally grateful, not to get all mushy-gushy, but, like, I just have to say it and express it out there to you guys, to the universe, and put that frequency, put that energy out there, that I am so grateful for life and for you guys and for the opportunity to sit here and speak my mind and my truth. And yeah, I'm just eternally grateful, and I love all of you who have listened since day one, or who have listened, you know, if this is your first episode. I'm just so grateful, and I love you guys. You are the best. I'm sending you all my love and all my positivity. My Instagram is Olivia Beira, B-E-I-R-A is how you spell my last name. And yeah, I love you guys. You're the best.